Tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Because what he had, had him on lock. And that's the issue with many today. CNN. All these, a lot of this fake stuff or hype and fearful stuff has made you afraid, so that you're allowing the frequencies of this current or present world to govern how you think. Listen, we're governed by other laws. Amen. I said we're governed by other laws, laws of the spirit of life that are in Christ Jesus. And guess what? These don't change. This is the rock of ages. This worked back then, it works today, it'll work tomorrow, it'll work till Jesus comes. It's already settled in heaven. God doesn't lie. He doesn't pretend. He don't trick you. Amen. That rich young ruler went away sorrowful. Then Peter said, Lord, we've given everything. Yo, what's up? Then Jesus disclosed to him, nobody, having done these things, given away these things in this life to follow me, shall not receive in this life 100-fold, and in the life to come, that life eternal. You see, he came to give us abundant life, but see where people miss it, they stop short of that exceeding abundantly above and beyond realm. It's a portal. You're not just, you know, you can't drive no truck up in there. You have to squeeze through there. Because you know why? The enemy's going to try to keep you out of there. Tell somebody it's time to go to the other side. The other side has what you've been longing for, what you've been believing for, what you have dreamed about. Amen. Tell somebody it's on the other side. So back to meditating. Meditating is like, it's attached to medical. Some illnesses are really just in the mind of people. And all the medication in the world won't heal you if your mind don't get in line with it. But if your mind gets in line, it sometimes will push your body so that medication starts making you sick. Amen. Because your body's taking, I mean, the body is an amazing organism. You know, even when animals, if an animal gets sick, what does it do? The first thing it does, stop eating. It won't eat because the bodies will fight to push sickness and disease out. You know? But anyway, meditate. Make time to meditate in the Word, not on your problem. Go before God. Get with God. for direction, for instruction. Let me speak to you in that quiet place. Stop all the noise around you. Find out who you really are, how real that relationship really is, how real God is. But it'll come through, many times through meditation. Okay, excellence, decency, and order. In order, you know, for our lives to exemplify excellence, we must be orderly. Amen. That's a simple station, a simple statement. We must be orderly, not just sometime, but in everything we do. You can't be cutting up everywhere you go and then come to church acting like, hallelujah. Everybody else is scared of you. Come on, say it with me. For my life to exemplify excellence, I must be orderly in everything that I do. Notice something. Take note of distractions. Distractions that they interrupt your focus. They interrupt your desire to accomplish great things. I pray the Lord will start putting that in my mouth more, in my vocabulary, greatness, great. Saints desiring to be, or that word great, and not average, not hanging in there, you know, not holding on, but greatness, because it's in you. Now, here's an example in the book of Acts chapter 6. If you'll go there, the book of Acts chapter 6 and verse 1. And in those days when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Be aware of distractions, things that try to invade your life to interrupt your focus when you are on a mission to accomplish great things. When you are focused on the things of God, and you know there's stuff that comes. Try to stumble you up, try to blindside you, try to steal your time and your energy, and you know, all kind of things. You know, sometimes the enemy has an advocate. He'll come out of nowhere. You know, you made a mistake answering the phone before you went into prayer. Now you're on the phone 45 minutes. You know, lost the spirit of prayer, and you're burdened down. You know, had to pray for that person. And seriously, you have to guard your time with God. And, you know, we're kind, and, you know, we go out of our way for people. But, you know, you can't go out of your way with people so till you lose sight of you and God. I made a statement, a quote from John Gordon. He said, every day focus on your purpose. Remember why you do what you do. We don't get burned out because of what we do. People burn out because they forget why they do it. They lose their focus. If what you're doing is not what gets you up in the morning, that kind of pushes you when you don't feel like going, or you know, gives you that little bit of drive, then reevaluate what you're doing.
These complaints about the widows could have derailed the apostles from their course. They said in verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. They didn't allow this. It was an important thing. But they delegated and said, we can't allow this to derail us. Sometimes people's, I forget the terminology, but it's like an emergency to them. They make it your. They wait up till the last day, then they call you. Last minute, and then they call you to try to put that urgency on you. Just tell them, call me next week. Is you still got this problem, then we can talk. See what happened. We can't allow ourselves to be derailed. It took wisdom on the part of the apostles to handle the complaints and to keep the ministry moving forward, to keep things moving. Men and women of excellence must be good finishers. Excellence. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He don't start nothing without finishing. That's a characteristic of his excellence. And we too, men and women of excellence, have to be good finishers. So over the next days or maybe even weeks, maybe even months, go back to a bunch of that stuff you started. Say amen like you mean it, because you come on, join the party here, because there's a whole bunch of, I need to go and put some dots at the end and cross some T's and finish up and open up and do it right. Our God is the Alpha and the Omega, and he's in us, and he's one that wants you to finish what you start. Finish. That's a characteristic of excellence. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6. The word says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He that has begun a good work in you, being confident. How many know there are times you have to rise up above the noise of the crowd and regain or get back your confidence? You know, in athletics or in sports, a lot of times when a team goes on a losing streak, they've lost their confidence. They could be the best team, the better team, but they lose their confidence. And so they got to regain that confidence. But the word says here, being confident of this very thing, he that has begun a good work. Tell somebody beside you, what God started in you, he's going to finish it. As a matter of fact, if we look close enough, we'll recognize the fact that God has already finished. Our destiny is there for us to discover, but it's already laid out for us. Amen. Think about Joseph when he went down into the pit. The destiny had already been sealed by God. He saw it in a dream. He saw it in dream form, but God knew already that he'd be the first in Egypt, right next to the Pharaoh, a father to Pharaoh. God already saw that. So God already has looked down the annals of time and seen where you go.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which